בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, זה כל מ-hour ago, I'm in the way to other שיעור, אל סייעתא דשמיא to give one more שיעור, אלו דברים שאין להם שיעור, אז בסייעתא דשמיא, we not have the regular על דפי מקורות, I give you my original מראה מקומות, but I give every time all over, תקף ישמיעו לאט לאט, זה כמו המנוע, לאט לאט. עוד רגע תשמעי את הכל. In one minute you will listen everything. רק דקה, לאט לאט. אז בסייעתא דשמיא, לא שומעים? ממש לא. בסייעתא דשמיא, I get this morning opportunity to share with you a very interesting insight about the מגילה. In the מראה מקומות that you have in front of us, in paragraph one, we find something very, very interesting. We know all the items of the Mishkan, most of the items of the Mishkan, take place in parashat Truma. But in end of parashat Tzaveh, we find one more important item, probably more important from all of them together, and this is Mizbach HaKtoret. What is more important from Shulchan and Menorah and Mizbeach, why I say this? Because Chazal teach us in paragraph 2, Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Eliezer, תדע לך, שנעשה המשכן בכל כליו, and all the משכן, and all the items, all of them, קם רדי, ושחט את הקורבנות, והקריבו, sacrifice the animals, and put the meat, the flesh on the מזבח, וערך על המזבח, וסידר את השולחן, we have the bread on the table, ואת המנורה, ואת הכל, everything set completely, ולא ירדה שכינה, עד שהקריבו, את הקטורת. שכינה never arrive in עם ישראל until the קטורת, the עבודת הקטורת take place. And my first question is, what is so unique, what is so special about the קטורת, what only through the קטורת we זוכה to שכינה in עם ישראל. Nothing else. And we have many, many special important items. Why is so unique about the Ktoret? What Ktoret bring Shechina to Am Yisrael. Moreover, it's relevant for us also today. Today we not have Ktoret, Mizbach HaKtoret. But what we have today, in the end of the Tefillah, we say, Pitum HaKtoret, Parashat HaKtoret, in this every Sidur. Come Chazal and teach us in paragraph 10, I read in the small letters, the translation to Hebrew. Ve'amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Siman ze nimsar b'yadeinu. We have special sign. Shebechol makom she'omrim bekavana uberatzon alev ma'ase haktoret, eno sholet dever u'magefa b'makom ahu, ve'lo yeh nizok oto makom, and not any disease can affect anyone in the place, so people say זה קטורת, ולא יכולים שאר האומות לשלוט על המקום ההוא, and the nations cannot control this place. Paragraph 4, רבי שמעון continue and say, דבר זה ברית קרותה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכל מי שמתבונן בשכלו, וקורא בכל יום את מעשה הקטורת, ינצל מכל דברים רעים. If we read every single day, one time the Ktoret, it takes exactly 3 minutes, 4 minutes. This protects us from any problems, tragedies, ומכל פגעים רעים, אירועים רעים, ומדין רע, מדבר ומגפה. ולא יוזק כל היום ההוא. You don't get any problem in this day. שנשית רעך יכול לשלוט עליו, וצריך האדם שיכוון בה. As we see also today, in our time, when we not have מזבח הקטורת, what we have in the סידור, פרשת הקטורת, פיתום הקטורת, הצרי, הציפון, etc., etc., we say this one time a day, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי come and say, this protect us from tragedies, from problem, from disease, and save us from any problems. And in the end, obviously, וצריך האדם שיכוון בה. We need to have special כוונה. Is my question is, what is so unique about מזבח הקטורת in time of בית המקדש, what only through מזבח הקטורת שכינה arrived, and in our time, when we not have בית המקדש, we not have מזבח הקטורת, why פרשת הקטורת, only to say this, few minutes a day, also is very special and protect us from many, many problems. This is question number one. Question number two. We find the Ktoret in very interesting place. In end of Sefer Dvarim, in Parag Afsard, when Moshe Rabbeinu bless every Shevet before he passed away, he say, ולוי אמר, תומך ואורך איש חסידך, etc. If you can look in Pasuk Yud, you can put line in this Pasuk, יורו משפטיך, ליעקב ותורתך לישראל. Now listen very carefully. ישימו כתורה באפיך וחליל על מזבחיך. ישימו כתורה באפיך. What is mean ישימו כתורה באפיך? כתורת take place on the מזבח. We smell the ktoret with our noise. But what is mean yasimu ktora be'apecha v'chalil al mizbechecha? I understand. Chalil is mean korban ola will take place on the mizbeach. Yasimu chalil al mizbechecha. But why the pasuk say yasimu ktora be'apecha? The place of the ktoret is not in our noise. The place of the ktoret is on the mizbeach. Is how we explain what Moshe Rabbeinu bless Shevet Levi and tell them and teach them and say to them yasimu ktora be'apecha, the ktoret you will put on your noise or alaf be'apecha. What is mean? This is question number two. Question number three, the last question. Aman Arasha, when he left the palace of Achashverosh between the two parties, he arrived back home and he said to all his family, all his people, Pasuk Yudbet, paragraph 6, ויאמר המן, אף לא הביאה אסתר המלכה עם המלך אל המשתה אשר עשתה כי אם אותי, וגם מחר אני קראו לה עם המלך. אסתר invited only me, nobody else, to this special party again with Achashverosh. Is Chazal come and teach us on behalf of this posuk, ויאמר המן, אף לא הביאה אסתר המלכה, אף. Achashverosh used, המן used the word אף. Even, yes? חזל say in פרוג of 7, אמר רבי חנינה בן סנסן, few people start conversation with the word אף, and they destroy it בחרון אף, with very special anger of Hashem. One is נחש, זה נחש say, ויאמר אל האישה, אף כי אמר אלוקים, God say, big deal, קדוש ברוך הוא say, don't worry. And Korach also say, אף אל ארץ, זבת חלב ודבש, he say against Moshe Rabbeinu, you never bring us, you promise to us, you don't do anything for us. And Aman say, אף לא הביאה אסתר אל המשתה אשר עשתה כי עם אותי. Esther only invited me to this party. And because Aman use the word אף, the punish what he get is חרון אף. חרון אף is mean קדוש ברוך הוא punish him terribly. And we know exactly נחש and exactly Korach. And my last question is, what Chazal really want to teach us? We want to understand simply what the Chazal teach. What does mean? This list of people start with a word Av, and they destroy it with Charon Av. How we explain this? This is the three questions that I would like to raise this morning. And B'Siyata Dishmaya, we will see something very, very interesting, very relevant to us, to our daily life. From Purim, what we stay very close, to all the year. Again, short and clear. Question number one, in Parashat Truma, the Torah mentioned most of the items what we build for the Mishkan. But the important item, Mizbach HaKtoret, the Torah teaches about this week after, in end of Parashat Tetzaveh. Why this is an important item? Because this item brings Shechina to Am Israel. We can prepare everything Chazal teaches, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, the Menorah, everything is set. Nothing changed. In the moment when we bring the Ktoret, we see the Shechina, fire come, Mishamayim and eat the Korbanot in Oel Moed, and many, many other miracles what happen later in Bet HaMikdash, what we see 24-7, take place only because the Ktoret. What is so unique about the Ktoret, what Ktoret brings Shechina to Am Israel, and moreover, in our time, and we not have Ktoret, we have only Psukei HaKtoret. Still, if we say this every single day, this protects us from problems, from tragedies, from disease, and save us. Question number two, we find the Ktoret in other area, very interesting, when Moshe Rabbeinu bless Shevet Levi, he say to Shevet Levi, Yasimu Ktora Be'apecha, V'chalil al Mizbechecha, Chalil is Korban Ola, what is going completely to Hashem, Kalil to Hashem. What is mean Yasimu Ktora Be'apecha? The place of the Ktoret is not in the noise. The place of the Ktoret is on the Mizbeach. We only smell the Ktoret, the beautiful smell. But what is mean Yasimu Ktora Be'apecha? And question number three, we find the word Af in Megillat Esther, when a man between the two parties say to all his family and all his friends, Af lo hivya Esther ala mishte ki imoti. Esther invited only me to this special party again tomorrow. And because he used the word Af, Hashem punish him with Charon Af. It means with a lot of anger about him. Exactly saying, Nachash, say to the wife, Af ki amar Elokim. Also he gets his punish, and Korach obviously also say, Af el eret zavat chalav udvash. He complained against Moshe, you never bring us, and also we know the terrible punish what he gets. And last question is, what is mean in what Chazal want to teach us? This list of people start conversation, and they mention in the conversation the word Af, and the punish with Charon Af. This is the three questions. And we will walk step by step, and we will see something very, very, very interesting. And we open it this way. Chazal teach us in Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, every pair number create destruction. Pair to do everything what you want to do. The Gemara say, don't do this with pair. Lo yochal adam trei. You want to take cookies? The Gemara say, don't take two, take three, take one. Okay? Lo ishte, you want to drink? Don't drink two cups of water. Drink or one or three. Chazal say in paragraph 8. This creates a distraction. The Gemara come and ask, if this is a problem with a pair number, why in night of Leila Seder we drink how many cups of wine? Four? Is even is pair number, yes? Is not good? Is create mazikim. Comes the Gemara in answer in paragraph 8. Amar Rav Nachman in middle of paragraph 8, Amar Kra, Leil Shimurim. Leil HaMeshumar Uba Min HaMazikim. This is night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us from any mazikim, any distraction, we don't need to worry. Rava Amar Kos Shel Bracha Mitztaref Letova. Because this is Kos of Bracha, we don't need to worry. Ravina Amar, all the four cups is למעשה one big mitzvah. It's not four, everyone, all of them is one big mitzvah, ממילא is not per. This is what the Gemara come and teach us. Comes the Maharsha in this Gemara and explain to us what is the problem with per, with even number. And he says follow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this world. This world, everything what we have in this world come from one root, and everything return to same root. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Echad, Hu Shmo Echad, Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, He one, and He, the source is the root of everything. Now, Per represent other alternative. Per represent, we have one, and also what we have, something else, two. We have one, and we have two. And for this reason, the Maharsha says something very interesting. Every per number in the creation, we have problem in the day. Monday, Hashem create Gehenom. Wednesday, all the disease what take place all over the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu creates this in Wednesday. Me'orot, don't say me'orot, ela me'ara. We not have the verb. Is Chazal explain all the disease? Kodesh Baruch Hu created Wednesday. Friday, the death take place. Mavet, mita. Adam HaRishon from the tree and mita. As we see, very interesting, every pair number, also in the creation, have some problem. Now, Ad Kana Maharsha, if we take this Maharsha one step ahead, we find something very, very interesting. What holiday you feel, this is a holiday what you need all the family, everybody come together. More for many other holiday. And people try to come together. What holiday? Obviously, Pesach. Pesach, everybody come together. And Pesach, every argument what we have in the Gemara, exactly what we need to do. Lehalacha, we accept all the shitot. We need to lean only two cups of wine, for example. Lehalacha, we lean all the four cups of wine. We're not allowed to broke any bones in night of Pesach. Also, when we eat meat, is this night what we bring everybody together. And it's so interesting. The Gemara teach us, לא עדו ראש ולא בדו פסח. בדו, פסח cannot take place ever. And what days? Bet, Daled, and Vav. What is here special about these 3 days? This is per days. Everything is by purpose. We need only Siyef Siyata Dishmaya to find what Chazal want to teach us. Now we understand why. Because what is unique if the number is unpaired? We have three. We have one on one side, two on the other side, and number three connects us together. We have five, two on one side, two on the other side, and number five brings us together. When the number is not per number, is everything come to one piece. But per is mean, ask me 1 minute, Adam v'Isha, husband and wife is per, Chas v'Chalila, if his per is very bad, is one. Vayikra Shmam Adam, they one. From this reason, the Torah says, Vayikra Shmam Adam. Is now, we take these steps, what we learn in the Gemara in Pesachim, and we move to the other step. Who represents other alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world more from anybody else? Amalek. He's the first one who come after Kriyat Yam Suf, what all the nation in shock, all the nation start to believe about God. Chilachaz Yoshvei Plashet, we say in Az Yashir. Chilachaz Yoshvei Plashet, Az Dvalu Alufei Edom, Ele Moav Yorze Morad, everybody shock. Amalek come and say, come on, what happened? What's the problem? I will show you, we have other alternative. And he traveled 400 miles from other side of the world. He crossed few desert to arrive to the desert. Why? We never have any relation with Amalek. And he comes also from far away. He wants to show alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek represents other alternative to Kudsha Baruch Hu. And interesting, when Amalek arrived, the pasuk say, "Vayavo Amalek vayilachem im Israel birfidim." He arrived to the place. The name is Refidim. It's a clear car saying paragraph 11. You see paragraph 10. ויבוא עמלק וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים. And clear car paragraph 11 explain, ויבוא עמלק וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים, כי רפידים אותיות פרדים. רפידים is same letter of separation. פרדים. רף ידיים is meaning the moment when we not come together, in the moment when we spread ourselves one from each other, התפרדו מאת השם, and one from השם, and also we spread ourselves from הקדוש ברוך הוא, immediately המלך הרייב, ופירוד לבבות שביניהם, and because they not feel one soul and different body, they feel everyone look of his friend, of other people in different way, בא לידי רפיון ידיים. When somebody loses ambition, motivation, because in this only reflection about the feeling inside, he look in wrong way after people, he try to look what is wrong by Reuben, what is wrong by Shimon, etc., etc., and every separation will take place between us to each other, and between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring Amalek, and Amalek arrive. Now, from this reason, we understand something else. When Moshe Rabbeinu prepare us to fight back against Amalek, who lead the war against Amalek? Who? Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yoshua, בחר לנו אנשים, pick the elite soldiers, וצא ילחם באמלק. Make the war. But, the pasuk say, מחר, tomorrow, אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה. And tomorrow I go to the mountain to pray. Why say מחר? If the war against Amalek take place now, why Moshe Rabbeinu say tomorrow? Because the Maharal explained to us, the way to win against Amalek is to take his knowledge and with his knowledge to fight back. It means we cannot win against Amalek today. We need to wait to מחר. What does mean מחר? The second day, the other day. He also tried to bring other alternative, and we can win against Amalek in that day, what he represents, the second day. Exactly same happened with Esther. What Esther, when she came to the first party? What happened when she arrived to the first party in Achashverosh? Everything is said, Achashverosh wait, she will say what she have to say, what she answered to him, מחר. Why מחר? She knows she fight against Amalek. And she knows to win against Amalek, we cannot salute everything today. We need to wait to the next day. מחר אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה. And this is why Esther wait until the other day. And this is what Amalek explained. If you can look in paragraph 12, the Maharal explains this. If you go from the end of the chapter up, 12 line up, you see, לכן כתיב במפלתו יום מחר, כי הוא דומה ליום מחר, שיום ראשון הוא יום אחד, ויום שאחריו הוא השני. Second day, and second day represents שניות, זה other alternative. וכן המלאק, שהוא השניות, אשר הוא העולם, הזמין, he tried to bring alternative to קודש הבריחו. והשניות in the second day הוא מפלתו. This is the day what we can attack them with the power what he used against Hashem. This go back and destroy them. לכן רצתה אסתר להפילו ביום מחר דווקא, כי זה הוא מפלת אמן. ולכך אמר משה, מחר אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה. משה רבנו come and say tomorrow we cannot, yes we start the war today, but we don't have any expectation to win against Amalek today. We need to wait to the second day. Second day is mean represent something symbolically. It's not technically tomorrow. It's mean against Amalek, we need to have not on the spot what you want. We need to wait to the other opportunity. Amalek, he tried to bring to the world other alternative. We wait to the other opportunity and we fight and we can win against Amalek. It's what we learn from this. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want for us to build life, normal life, everyone in his field, everyone in his area, but life what we combine everything together. It's not contradiction between spirituality life and physical life, normal life, daily life. We need to combine everything together, and this is the harmony of the creation. The more we show this, we really feel our mission. What is the place in our body what combine the physical life and spirituality life? The nose. Why? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, how he put the neshama in our body, what the pasuk say? Vayipach be'apav nishmat chaim. Interesting. The Gemara come and say, if somebody almost go to die, we're not allowed to move him because we can bring his death 1 minute before the time. How we check if the person is die or not? We put a notza on his nose, and if he's not move, we know the neshama come out. Is we see the place in our body, what from this place we integrate physical life and spirituality life is what? Our nose up. Now, look the pasuk in paragraph 13. Ve'ed ya'ale min ha'aretz v'yishka et pnei ha'adama. Kadosh Baruch Hu take dirt. Ve'yitzer Hashem Elokim et ha'adam afar min ha'adama. Please put line. Ve'yipach be'apam nishmat chayim. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu put the neshama bayas through the nose. Ve'yipach be'apam. Because this is a place what we integrate, what we connect the physical life and spirituality life. The first time, the first place also what they met to each other. The neshama comes through the nose, is come together. Now, we'll continue. Pilei, pilei, pleim. From this reason, we understand and we answer our third question. What's the question what we ask? We find list of people what use the word af. Af lo hivya ester el amishte kiimoti. Esther only invited me? Or the Nachash come and say, what the Nachash come and say? Af ki amar Elokim. He say to Adam and his wife, big deal. What does mean af? Now the word af get other explanation. I will say af in English, not nose. I will say, even though. Even though. But now this word have other explanation. When Nachash say to the wife, Af ki amar Elokim, you know what it mean? Is God say, big deal, I will show you other alternative. Eat from the tree, you will come same with God, you can have all the power, you can create people, etc., etc. The word Af is mean other alternative. What a man say to his family? Af lo izmina Esther el amishte ki imoti. Esther invited only me. It means I'm alternative to who? To Achashverosh. I go to run all this world. I have the ring. I have everything. For this reason, if you walk to Achashverosh in the middle of the night and you say to him, the tree is ready, everything is good, I'm very excited, tomorrow we hang up Mordechai, and Achashverosh will ask you, you can give me advice, what I can do to somebody, what I need, really need to appreciate him, to give him something very, very special. For sure, you answer what you will give to Achashverosh is, if you can give us hour to think about this, we'll come back, we give you the answer. We cannot give answer on the spot. Achashverosh has this question. It's not to give him a word or nice placard or some other stuff. We need to do something special. Achashverosh on the spot has the answer. What does it mean? A garment, the horse, the crown, because he all the time dream about who? About himself. About himself. Is af lo izmina Esther el amishte kiimoti? You know what this mean? I am the next leader. I am the alternative to Achashverosh. And obviously Korach stay against Moshe. Korach was a very special person. He lead 250 Rashi Sanhedraot. And he say, Moshe Rabbeinu, what going with you? Everything you take for yourself is not right. He tried to bring alternative to Moshe Rabbeinu. Alternative. You know, somebody arrived to some place And people ask him, excuse me, sir, you know, in the past, before you arrived to this world again, what generation you belong? And he said, I'm from Dor HaMidbar. I'm from, oh, you're from Dor HaMidbar? Great. Can I ask you a question? In the argument between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, what side you take? Korach or Moshe? I ran away. Why you run away? You know, Alu Korach. Exactly same Moshe Rabbeinu. We're very confused. We really don't know what to do. What does it mean? This Chazal teaches this example. What does it mean? Korach bring alternative to Moshe Rabbeinu. Af ki amar. Af el eretz zevat chalav. It means you never do what you promised to us. As we understand now, all these three, Nachash, Aman, and Korach, they try to bring other alternative. And what punish they get? Charon af. It means tremendous anger from Hashem and to punish them. Now, we can continue. Look what Chazal come and teach us in paragraph 19 in the Tat. Every month in the year, the name is Rosh Chodesh. Why the name is Rosh Chodesh? Why the name is not Chodesh? Why Rosh Chodesh? We have many explanations. The Bnei Sachar explained in paragraph 19, Chodesh Hashanah Kulam, בבחינת איברים שבראש. Every month in the year represent other part in our head. ועל כן ראשי חודשים, because it's come from the head, from the ראש. תשרי represent the brain, גולגלתה. חשבן and כסלב represent the two ears. תבט and שבט represent the two eyes. אדר represent what? חותם, the noise. Why? Because this is the essence of this month. What we say in Purim, Chayav Inish, help me, Lebesumei. What is mean Lebesumei? Not to drink and to come, Shikor. Lebesumei is mean to smell. Purim is holiday, what we smell. We smell is mean we understand what is real, what is fake. People have custom. We know the person who stays in front of us is not the real person. Somebody behind all this custom is Adar is months what we can walk in and to smell our inside and to see everything from the inside perspective and to do the right thing. This is unique about Chodesh Adar. And this is also the purpose of the Ktoret. What is unique about the Ktoret? Ktoret, a beautiful, beautiful smell. But how we make the Ktoret? How we make the Ktoret? We have 11 different kinds of perfume? No, we have only 10. But number 11, Chelbona, is one of the part of the Ktoret. What we make is not perfume. The smell is very bad, disgusting smell. But when we integrate this with the other 10 beautiful smells, the smell comes much and much better. And great. Because the idea of the Ktoret is to integrate everything together. When we look from the inside perspective about people, we can only look in a positive way. We look from the outside perspective, we can find list of problems about this person, about the other person, obviously not except us, because we tzaddikim, or something else. But when we look in the inside perspective, you can see the unique and the special of other people. Purim, Chodesh Adar, is months what we can understand and we can look from inside perspective. Interesting. What we say about Aman in the end of the Megillah, Aman, Arasha, Tzorer, Kol HaYehudim. How you say in English, Tzorer, Kol HaYehudim? You really want to kill what? All the Jewish people. No, no. Tzorer in Hebrew is also to bring together. How we say in Yizkor, Tiyeh Nishmato Tzrua Betzror HaChaim. Tzorer is mean to bring together. What a man do with this final solution, he try to, what happened in the end, he bring us together. He make unity between us. In the moment when we show deep unity, everything change. Everything change. From this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to us, you built for me beautiful house, thank you very much. But what you have in this house? Menorah. You have Mizbeach. You have Shulchan. I don't need this. It's not necessary for me. What necessary for me and can affect all the other items is Ktoret. So, because Ktoret represent what? The unity. Ktoret represent how we look from inside perspective. To smell, You know what it means to smell? Who enjoy from every time when we smell? Not our body. Who enjoy? Our soul. Why we have besamim in Motzei Shabbat? איזה דבר שהנשמה נהנית ולא הגוף? We have neshama yetera in Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, the neshama yetera move is we take besamim to give good smell to our soul, to walk in to new week in right leg. Is besamim is very special. Besamim is not only something what we smell. This represent our inside, to look of people from inside perspective. So interesting. What is the first place in Eretz Israel what we arrive? The name of the first city what we arrive is Yericho. Jericho. Why Yericho? Ir HaReach. We walk into Eretz Israel, we need to understand the key to stay in Eretz Israel, to understand the concept of Reach. Reach is mean to look from inside perspective, to look in positive way, to bring everything together. Moreover, Chazal teach us in paragraph 23, paragraph 23, אין העולם מתקיים אלא על ריחה ועל הדס במוצאי שבת. What keeps this world exist is Reach, the smell. What does mean the smell? This keeps the world exist? Yes. It means when we look from inside perspective about people, this world exists because this brings us to unity, to learn from each other. And moreover, end of the day, paragraph 21, the pasuk in Yechezkel teach us, Bereach nichoach ארצה אתכם, בהוציא אתכם מן העמים. בריח ניחוח, הקדוש ברוך הוא will take us out from all over the world and bring us back to ארץ ישראל. וקיבצתי אתכם מן הארצות, השם הפוצתם בם, all over the place, all over the world, what you stay and I spread you all over, I bring you back, ונקדשתי בכם לעיני הגויים, and all the nation will have tremendous respect to you, וידעתם, כי אני השם, באבי אתכם אל אדמת ישראל. How we bring you in Eretz Israel is unusual in the Torah to find these two words together in Tanakh, Admat Israel. ואביא אתכם אל אדמת ישראל, אל הארץ, אשר נשאתי את ידי לתת אותה לאבותיכם. What bring us together? ריח ניחוח. And מצודות דוד say in paragraph 22, בריח ניחוח, בעבור הבאת ריח הקטורת. When we bring קטורת, קדוש ברוך הוא bring us together back to ארץ ישראל. We not have קטורת today. We not have מזבח. But what we have? פרשת הקטורת. What is פרשת הקטורת? פרשת הקטורת is mean every day when I say this in 3 minutes. What כוונה I need to have in this קטורת? וצריך שיכוון בה we see in חזל. כוונה is this is the key to come together. To understand the difference between united and untied. Where I put the eye. Where I put myself. The difference between united and untied. Where I put myself. Every morning we start the day, Modeh Ani. This is not real Hebrew. In real Hebrew we need to say, Ani Modeh. Why we say Modeh Ani? Because we never cannot start the day with the word Ani. I. Somebody starts the day with the word Ani. He finishes the day with the word Ani. With Ein, poor. From this reason we start Modeh Ani. And this is the key what Chazal come and teach us. And when we understand this, not only between us to people, also between us to ourselves. Something very, very interesting. We have Gemara not in front of us. In Masechet Megillah, the Gemara say, Rav Asher, Rav Kahana give shiur every day. And one day, one of the students, Rav Ashi, come to the class. But only he come by himself. Only he come by himself. He ask Rabbi, what happened today? Nobody come? He say, yes. Today is Purim. People busy in Seudat Purim. He said to him, Rabbi, I don't understand the students. They cannot eat the Seuda in the night? Ma, his Rabbi answer to him, you don't understand? What do you mean to eat in the night? If somebody eats Seudat Purim in the night, he's not Yotze. To eat Seudat Purim, we need to eat Seudat Purim when? Only in the day. לעשות אותם ימי משתה ושמחה. לעשות אותם ימי משתה. It's days of משתה. Not night. In the day. And he said to him, Rabbi, you're right. I remember. And the Gemara come and say, he repeat to himself, this halacha 40 times. 40 times. And after 40 times he say, oh, now I'm sure we'll remember this halacha. I don't understand. take any child, boy, girl, elementary school, tell them, if somebody eats Sudat Purim in the night, he's not Yotze. One time, people remember this. Why he need to repeat this 40 times? What he asked and what he answered to him? Rabbi, what going here today? We not have shiur today. Why nobody come? He asked him. He said, what do you mean, why? Today is Purim. People busy with Sudat Purim. To prepare, they eat the Sudah. Rabbi, why they don't do this in the night? In the night, anyway, people stay in the house. They can eat in the night. He said to him, you don't understand. To eat is also Torah. Shiur Torah is not only Bet HaMidrash. To learn Torah is not only in the shul. Torah is every field in our life. Any area in our life when we integrate this with Torah and Mitzvot and Kvot Shamayim, this is also Torah. And this Purim gives us this kind of privilege. This is unique about, take somebody from outside. Outside. Bring him to Sudat Purim. What is he? Tables, meat, wine, wine, meat. People dance. Oh, you exactly same with us. We do also same. This is where we make party in our pub. But it's big difference. You know how much it's big difference. In Yom Kippurim, we have something what is exactly same, but it's completely different. We take two goats, echad la'Hashem, and echad la'Azazel. How does it look? Exactly same. We pay exactly same amount of money, and the same size, but one is in the right way, the other in the wrong way, completely. How you see the difference? Not out from outside, from inside. Purim is chayav inishli besumei. Purim is time what we can smell ourselves differently. We can look about many things in our life in different perspective. And this gives us the real simcha. This gives us the real simcha. You know what Chazal say on the famous pasuk what we say every Motzei Shabbat? Layudim hayta ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar. The Gemara say in Masechet Megillah, ora ze Torah. Ora is Torah. Simcha is Yom Tov. Sason is Mila. Veikar is Tfilin. Is a Sfat Emet come and ask, I don't understand. Why is the Gemara never say, Layudim Hayta Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, Brit Mila, and Tfilin? Why we need to cover this under the word Ora, Simcha, Sason, Veikar? And the answer is a beautiful answer. Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, Tfilin, we have before. It's not something new what came in time of Mordechai. But until time of Mordechai, we don't understand. Ora, light, is Torah. And real Simcha is Yom Tov. We recognize what is mean only in time of Mordechai v'Esther. In time of Mordechai v'Esther, we get perspective to look of everything from the inside perspective. This is unique about these days. This is so special about Purim. From this reason, if time of Purim, time of the Seuda, if we look a little bit more in our inside, this is a time what we can ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything more from Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, Chazal said. More from Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, yes, in the time of the meal. Every place what you eat, you sing, about what you need for you, for your children, for your husband, for your family, for grandchildren, for everyone. This is very et ratzon miyuchedet. Why? Because this is a time what we can walk in and to understand everything from deep perspective, what makes us together. And then, when we stay very close to Yemei HaPurim, Abayim Aleinu Letova, if we take this aspect of Chush HaReach, Chayav Inish LeBesumei, and so interesting, who stay against Aman? Who stay against Aman? Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai have other name. The root of Mordechai in the Torah is Mordror. What does mean Mordror? Mordror is Besamim. Look in paragraph 18. Tachat ha-na'atzutz yaaleh berosh, tachat ha-sirpad yaaleh hadas. Na'atzutz is Aman ha-rasha, what he asa atzmo avodah zara. He make himself God. Yaaleh berosh, זה מורדכי שנקרא ראש לכל הבשמים. מורדכי, the explanation of his name, מורדכי is מורדרור. מורדרור is two from the perfume of the קטורת. And Esther also have other name. What the other name of Esther have? Adas. It's also with smell. These two have tremendous lesson of smell. They can smell everything from inside. Himself and other people also. They make the big change. And this is what Chazal come and teach us. If we take this kind of aspect with us, it's B'siyata Dishmaya, when we will arrive to Yemei HaPurim, Abayim Aleinu Letova, and in this special time, what we really need more and more, we say this day after day, Siyata Dishmaya, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us is only to come together. Lech Knos et Kol HaYehudim. Bring everybody together. Knos, bring them together. In the moment when this happened, everything changed. והיא שעמדה לאבותינו ולנו שלא אחד בלבד כמה עמד עלינו לחלותינו. What? Stay against us? שלא אחד בלבד. Because we not come what? אחד. We not come? One. If we take this kind of aspect, it's בסייעתא דשמיא, ובזוכה, תאורה, שמחה, ששון ועיקר, and from שמחת פורים, we'll take שמחה to all the earth.